The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essan
and Ibrahim Kwarten.
In the headlines, National Security investigates gunman arrested during morning service at church where President Mahama and family fellowship. President Mahama on 7 days leave. Control and Accountant General's Department assures junior doctors of payment of salary arrears next month. Asante Hime charges students to take advantage of mobile phone technology in academic pursuits. And U.S. President Obama in Ethiopia on second leg of African tour. First, a summary with Ibrahim Kwarten.
The National Security Secretariat has arrested a 36-year-old gunman at the Ringway Gospel Center branch of Assemblies of God Church for what they describe as a suspicious behavior during a recent church service. President Mahama and the first family are members of the church, but were absent when the incident occurred. A statement signed by Minister of Communications Edward Omanebuama says investigations are continuing to establish the man's motive for carrying the gun to the church service. President John Mahama has started a 7-day leave. A statement from Flagstaff House said President Mahama will, however, during the leave period, honor some pre-scheduled bilateral engagements. The president will resume work on the 3rd of next month. The Control and Accountant General's Department has assured junior doctors across the country that the arrears of their salaries will be paid next month. Speaking in an interview with Radio Ghana, the Public Relations Officer of the Control and Accountant General's Department, Gilbert Nyalejigbo, said the delay could be attributed to the fact that their particulars as new doctors have still not been captured in the payroll system of the Ministry of Health. And U.S. President Barack Obama is in Ethiopia on the second leg of his African tour. He's expected to address the 54-member African Union at his headquarters in Addis Ababa, making him the first U.S. president to do so. He will also hold talks with government officials and discuss the civil war in South Sudan with regional leaders.
Our news informs and creates the forum for public debate and participation for national development. TBC News, accurate and total.
The news in detail. The National Security Secretariat has taken into custody a 36-year-old man who was arrested yesterday with a weapon at the Ringway Gospel Center branch of Assemblies of God Church. A statement by the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omanebuama, said the man was arrested after his fidgety and suspicious behavior was noticed during the morning service. He was escorted out by security personnel, and following a search, the weapon was found. President John Dramani Mahama and the first family are members of the church, but were absent when the incident occurred. National security investigations are ongoing.
President John Mahama has started a 7-day leave. A statement from Flagstaff House said the president will, however, during the leave period, honor some pre-scheduled bilateral engagements. The president will resume work on the 3rd of next month. The last time President Mahama took a break from work was in December 2013.
The Public Relations Officer of the Controller and Accountant General's Department, Gilbert Nyalejigbo, has assured junior doctors across the country that the arrears of their salaries will be paid next month. He said a delay in the payments can be attributed to the fact that their particulars as new doctors have still not been captured in the payroll system of the Ministry of Health. Mr. Nyalejigbo gave the assurance in an interview with Radio Ghana on the heels of threats by the junior doctors to besiege the offices of the Controller and Accountant General's Department. He spoke to Teikiche.
We don't process their salaries. The salary payment is a process. So it doesn't start from the Controller and Accountant General's Department. And if you are talking about 11 months delay, it doesn't mean that the processing started from the Controller and Accountant General's Department 11 months ago. It starts from the various facilities or MDs through their various offices and up to their payroll section or the personal processing section at their headquarters. So Controller and Accountant General's Department is the last point where salaries are processed. So if we're talking about 11 months, it doesn't mean that salaries delayed at the Accountant General's Department for 11 months.
So what is delaying the payment of their arrears? What exactly is the problem?
The junior doctors are new entrants. They are going to receive their salaries for the first time. And as I indicated, the processing of salaries starts from the various facilities, MDAs, through their ministries. And since they are going to be paid for the first time, we need to capture some basic information about them. Those information are actually required for the payment of their salaries. And if those information are gathered, they are actually sent to the health ministry. That is a payroll section in the health ministry, which is responsible for keying the data onto the payroll system. The information we have gathered is that as at the month of June, the information has not been captured onto the payroll system by the Ministry of Health. That is why in the month of June, their salaries were not paid. They didn't do that. Even though some information has been captured for some of them, they did not include the social security numbers, which is a mandatory information required for the payment of salaries. On the payroll system now, we have programmed a system said that if you don't have social security number, your salary will not be paid.
How long should it take for junior doctors' salaries to be webbed into the system from the NMDAs to the Ministry of Health? Should it take 11 months? I mean, you've been working with the Accountant General's Department for some time now. Just, is it because some people are not doing their work well, or some people are not fast enough?
It is worrying for someone to work for 11 months without salary. It is actually a problem. But let me also indicate that some of these problems are systemic, in that because of some delays at the various facilities, as I indicated, at the ministry, and some MDAs, salaries actually delayed. And we are also realized that some information will have to be provided by employees themselves. And if employees fail to provide those information, it will be difficult for their salaries to be processed. So all this add up to the delay in the processing of the salary. The junior doctors will be paid in the month of July. And we are using this medium to assure all junior doctors who have been affected by the delay that in the month of July, their salaries will be paid.
Well, the PRO of the Controller and Accountant General's Department, Gilbert Nyalejigbo, talking to Taikiche.
A Deputy Finance Minister, Mona Korte, says though tax revenue increased in 2014, in tax revenue declined due to the fall in crude oil prices on the international market. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point last night, we discussed the media review of the 2014 budget. Mrs. Korte said apart from the ministry going to parliament to explain how it is managing the country's economy, the visit by the finance minister Setepe was to ask for more money to manage the economy effectively. MP for Old Tafo and former minister of state for finance Anthony Akuto says the targets that were presented by the finance minister in the 2014 budget in December last year have all been revised. He said from the analysis of the media review, it can be said that nothing has been achieved, and this makes the economic situation even worse. For his part, a senior lecturer at the Department of Economics at the University of Ghana, Dr. Eric Osea Sibe, said targets that government set in the 2014 budget were overambitious and unrealistic. He is therefore not surprised that most of them were not met.
The Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, has stepped up the search for more oil fields as it begins work on the Voltaian Basin project. The project seeks to confirm the presence of petrochemicals in the Voltaian Basin that stretches across Volta, Northern, Ashanti, Bonahafu, and Eastern regions. A stakeholders meeting to sensitize the chiefs in the Asante Achim North District and collate their views ahead of the preliminary seismic work has been held at Agogo and Anikrum, a farming community near Agogo. It is one of the 66 communities in 24 districts where the seismic line passes, and therefore the need to engage the people. The environmental engineer of GNPC, Seth Foley, said the project would take off in March next year and carried out for 2 years. Previous work by the Geological Survey Department, British Geological Survey, Water Resources Institute, and other researchers point to a potential discovery of oil in the basin. He said mitigation measures have been put in place to control the impact on the people, land, crops and the ecosystem, adding that a committee would be set up to ensure that those affected by the activity are adequately compensated. He gave the assurance that GNPC would do everything to collaborate with relevant state agencies to uphold best international practices. The Ashanti Regional Minister, Peter Nefi, welcomed the project and said it is in the nation's best interest. He underlined the need for the country to focus on onshore oil and gas exploration and urged the people to cooperate with the GNPC.
The Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Charles Palmer Bakel, has raised strong concern over calls for gay marriages to be legalized as a matter of human rights. He said gay marriage cannot be human rights, and those calling for race legislation want to wipe out human creation. Most Reverend Palmer Bakel was speaking at teaching in Accra at the elevation of St. Anne Catholic Church with parish status. He said he will find it difficult to accept homosexual rights as human rights because the act is anti-human and family and antisocial. He explained that the Catholic Church would never accept gay unions. We bring you a report by Bright Intrama.
Most Reverend Charles Palmer Bakel's sermon focused on the family, which he said is very crucial to society. He said the family is so important that even when Adam and Eve sinned against God and death came upon the world, God did not take away marriage from humanity. He said God created man and woman so that they can continue with his creation. Most Reverend Palmer Bakel said, as a Catholic, it is worrying that certain laws and regulations are allowed to destroy the family. He said, whatever destroys the family destroys humanity. Most Reverend Palmer Bakel noted that certain forms of life should not be legalized because it leads to suicide of humanity.
We in the Catholic Church are worried when certain laws and regulations are allowed to destroy the family. If anybody should tell me that homosexual union should be respected as marriage, I say to the person, you are only telling us that you want the world to come to an end. Because you don't like the creation which God has given to us in the family. You don't like the family which is made up of father and mother and children, husband and wife and their children. You want the world to come to an end. Because if everybody will go in for homosexual union, the world will come to an end within a short time. That is why I will find it difficult to accept something called homosexual rights as human rights.
Reverend Father Clement Wilson was elevated to become the first parish priest of the St. Anne Catholic Church.
Bright Intrama's report.
The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Ghana, Right Reverend Dr. Seth Agidi, has urged the Christian faith institutions to make humanitarian support to the destitute and disadvantaged in society a core mandate. He said besides propagation of the gospel and spiritual healing and growth, much is expected from the church to bring hope and comfort to their deprived followers by bequeathing to them a proportion of contributions from congregations. Right Reverend Dr. Agidi was speaking in Accra at an induction service for 12 pastors of the EP Church who have completed their 2 years probation in the ministry. He expressed concern about the adulteration of the Christian institution by some self-styled pastors whose aim is to generate wealth for themselves and engage in acts that are ungodly. The moderator called on trained ministers of the gospel to preserve the good image of the church as a sacred institution and not make it a priority, amassing wealth to the detriment of their stewardship. Right Reverend Agidi said a good Christian leader must uphold virtues worthy of emulation. He urged the newly ordained ministers to be guided by the great commission of Christ and serve as the light of the world and the salt of the earth. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. Let me just stories. National Security investigate gunman arrested during morning service at church where President Mahama and family fellowship. President Mahama on 7 days leave. Control and Accountant General's Department assures junior doctors of payment of salary arrears this month. Asante Ahene charges students to take advantage of mobile phone technology in academic pursuits. And U.S. President Obama in Ethiopia on second leg of African tour. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Bishop's Administrative Officer of the East Ghana Conference of the AME Zion Church, Reverend Anthony Mensah, says Africa's rich cultural values and traditions detest human actions. We do not promote family sanctity. He described the use of homosexuality, which has gained grounds in developed countries, as an abnormal situation which should not be entertained by Ghanaians and Africans in general. Reverend Mensah, who is also the presiding elder of the Accra North District of the Church, said glorifying homosexuality suggests that civilization has reached its limit and it is about to disintegrate societies. Reverend Mensah was addressing journalists on the sidelines of a district conference held at the Agri Memorial AME Zion Church at Mount Probi in Accra.
We Africa, we are family-bound people. That's why we have a family tree. We can trace and connect it to great, great founders. A civilization has reached a climax and is falling down. But we would not allow our family to fall apart. And we believe that God created male and female in his own image and has given a different process of that for procreation. I don't believe that what is being done is called marriage. Society should not create room for abnormal living. We want good governments, good nation, good society. When you take God out of good, what is wrong? Zero. When God gives you up, you begin to think at the end of your brain. The end zero end of your brain is dark. The entrance to your brain is the eyes. That gives light. So when people begin to refuse God, they see, but they pretend they don't see. The end result that God gives them up to base thinking. And this is what is happening. And we are sorry that it has started from so-called civilized society. They are degrading.
Reverend Mensah also expressed concern about the way good intentions of some Ghanaians are tainted with partisan politics. According to him, the perception that politicians can only put forth ideas for the good of the nation only when they are in power is a disservice to the nation.
Whether your party is in government or not, we have to rally together when we see the country as one country, not waiting for our time. There's no time to waste. The time is now. The churches also must come together to see the need in the communities and then rally around to solve it. So when we begin loving in our home setup, and as a church and as a nation, then we are strong and nothing can break that nation down. Responsible family, responsible church, equal to a responsible state. Our work as church and as people is that we should love God and love his people. If we love our nation, we should work hard. And a nation that wants to live by chances, that nation will not survive. And therefore, there's a need of discipline, dedication, and commitment that we need in this country.
The pastor of Good Samaritan AME Zion Church at Kaswa, Reverend Daniel Doe, condemned the increasing craze for material things at the expense of good morals among the youth.
There's so much materialism in our society. Young people start working and want to acquire everything within a very short time. So they develop all kinds of vices of acquiring material things. Life is not about possessions. It is about we helping humanity. It's about developing people through education, helping people through our health institutions or health systems that we have. It is about showing love to one another. It's about being enterprising. It is about hard work so that we will be remembered for what we have done and not the things that we have acquired.
That was the pastor of Good Samaritan AME Zion Church at Kaswa, Reverend Daniel Doe.
The Asante Hene Otunfor 82 has asked students to take advantage of advancement in mobile phone technology to address the challenges confronting society. He said such technology can be a very bad master when abused. The Asante Hene was addressing the 7th congregation of Garden City University College at Kenyase near Kumasi.
The University of Education of Winneba has appealed to government to take a second look at the freeze in recruitment of lecturers by the universities. According to the university, the student-lecturer ratio continues to widen as management cannot replace even retired lecturers, let alone embark on official recruitment. The registrar of the university, Dr. Yate Akwa Mensah, made the appeal at the matriculation of fresh students to pursue sandwich programs in various academic disciplines at the Kumasi campus of the university.
President Barack Obama is in Ethiopia on the second leg of his African tour. He will address the 54-member African Union at its headquarters in Addis Ababa, making him the first U.S. president to do so. Mr. Obama will also hold talks with government officials and discuss the civil war in South Sudan with regional leaders and ways to bring that country's 19-month-old civil war to an end.
Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says airstrikes against Islamic State militants and Kurdish PKK separatists could change the regional game. Mr. Davutoglu said there are no plans to send ground troops into Syria and that the airstrikes are meant to support moderate rebels fighting ISIS. Yesterday, Turkey's jets again attacked PKK camps in northern Iraq. NATO is to hold an emergency meeting to discuss the situation tomorrow. At Turkey's request, Mr. Davutoglu told a meeting of Turkish newspaper editors that following Turkey's military action, there are now new conditions in the regional conflict.
Football. Frank Safojemfi scored the winner for Kumasi Santokotoko against Ashgold to move the Porcupine Warriors 2 places above relegation in the first Capital Plus League. Jemfi's second goal of the season was the only goal in the game against the league leaders and was enough to end Kotoko's winless run in their last 4 matches. Meanwhile, their fierce rivals, Accra Hartlepool, lost 1-2 to New Ejubiase FC to drop to the relegation zone with 29 points. At the Accra Sports Stadium, Great Olympics also beat Midyama FC by 2-1, while Hearts of Lions were 2-0 victors over WA All-Stars at the Pando Park. Results of other matches played are Idriana Stars 1, Interallies 0, Hazakas 2, DA United 0, Liberty Professionals 1, Wafa 0, and Bechem United 2, Brecon Chelsea 1.
And now to end, look at some of the stories that made the headlines. The National Security Secretariat is investigating a gunman arrested during morning service at the Ringway Gospel Center branch of Assemblies of God Church, where President John Dramani Mahama and the First Family Fellowship, the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omanebuama, in a statement, said the man was arrested after his suspicious behavior was noticed and upon a search, the weapon was found. The First Family was, however, absent when the incident occurred. Meanwhile, President Mahama has started a 7-day leave, but will during the period unappreciated bilateral agreements. He's expected to resume work on the 3rd of next month. The Control and Accountant General's Department has assured junior doctors of payment of their salary arrears this month. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the public relations officer of the department, Gilbert Nyalejigbo, said the delay was due to the cumbersome process they go through in capturing their information onto the payroll system. And President Barack Obama is in Ethiopia to begin the second leg of his African tour. He will address the 54-member African Union at his headquarters in Addis Ababa, making him the first U.S. president to do so. The news was presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng
and Samuel Essa in Accra.